we live in dangerous times. It became clear to me in the last week that we are moving very quickly towards a situation of a possible truce in Ukraine, which will involve the United Nations peacekeeping forces. And it seems to me that, you know, soldiers and their families in Donegal and the Midlands will be waiting to see where such a peacekeeping troop would be based. So I took the opportunity to speak directly to President Macron, the President of France, in a discussion facilitated by the Renew Europe group. And I asked him specifically where he thought if the strategic location of such a UN peacekeeping group would be. He's been involved, obviously, in one-to-one talks with the United States and with the President, President Trump. He's also very aware of the sensitivities of the location of such a group. And I was, I suppose, anxious to ensure that the safety of our troops was paramount. We are a neutral country, and therefore I was glad to surmise, not only from this discussion, but from key discussions with other personnel from the Defence Forces and commentators in recent days, that our troops are more likely to be located at strategic bases in Odessa at the port, in Kiev, the capital, or in other strategic locations in the centre of the country, rather than on the front line with the Russian forces, if it comes to that. Hopefully it won't come to that, but at the same time, I was anxious to ensure that President Macron was aware of our serious concerns about the way things are developing.
And what would the consequence for Ireland as a country be if the Irish Defence Forces were deployed?
Clearly, we have a very good record with regard to our service to the United Nations peacekeeping forces. We have been part of such peacekeeping forces going back to 1957. So it has become obvious to me that we would be requested to send several hundred soldiers from camps such as the Vinner Camp, such as the Curra, such as the Custer Barracks at Lone, to Ukraine to serve under the UN. It will be a very difficult situation. It's likely that the UK French authorities will be sending their troops to the front line, so to speak. And it's already becoming clear that if the Russians get their way, there will be an occupied territory at that front line now. Ukraine will not want this. There is very, very serious potential for trouble. And the implications for our Irish troops is that they may well find themselves in the middle again in terms of the difficulties. That's why I was anxious to ensure that the clear role of the United Nations peacekeepers is respected here, and therefore that we would not be involved in a conflict of any type on the border or in the so-called occupied territories which might emerge from any truce agreement in the coming days.